Got a 4.6 liter single overhead cam, all aluminum block V8.
What is it about men and cars? Earlier this week, Day to Day's Alex Chadwick was getting ready to go out of town on assignment, but he learned that the annual Los Angeles display of new cars and trucks, the LA Auto Show, was going to open this week, and he was scheming how to get there with his far more car knowledgeable friend, Slate's political writer and weblogger, Mickey Kaus. Well, they went, and this is what happened.
So, Mickey, in order to get Day to Day to let me come out here, I told them that, first of all, I was going to meet a famous political journalist. And I said that there are probably some good lessons here at the car show about marketing and how to sell an idea in 2004, which is a presidential election year. So as we go around, if you see things that you think represent an insight into why people want a particular thing, that might be applied to political candidates. Here, just point it out.
If I see a car that looks like Howard Dean, I should point it out. Okay.
Okay. We'll take a look.
It's actually not as crowded as I expected.
Mickey actually writes an occasional car column in Slate. It's called Gearbox. He's certainly been to car shows before. This is my first. Right away, I have to say it's a little bit disappointing because it looks like a convention center with walls and cars in it. I was expecting something more glamorous.
It performs a similar function. The idea is that people come in and check out the cars and then they go buy them. There's a little bit of glamour, but I expected more babes, actually. I wanted, like, women in sequin gowns lovingly stroking fenders.
So they didn't really have that?
I think they will have that, but okay. Selectively. This is the Mazda stand, which Mazda is almost went bankrupt, was rescued by Ford. They're introducing their new small car, the 3, which is basically the same car as the Volvo small car. Since Ford owns both Volvo and Mazda, they basically made one car, and they're selling it under two brands. We'll see a lot of that at this show. There's also a Saab that's really a Subaru later on in the show. There's a lot of sharing of common mechanical platforms because it's cheaper that way. There's a lot of consolidation in the industry, and struggling brands like Mazda and Saab are being rescued by the big car companies, Ford and General Motors.
This is a big kind of convention center space that we're walking through. It's all carpeted. It's probably two stories tall, and it's about as big as a city block, and it's full of new cars.
I hate the way the tire... This is a very common trend. Cars are developing snouts. There are all sorts of cars, the VW, the Audi, now the Mazda, have pronounced noses. And in my high school, when you had a nose like that, we went and got it fixed, you know? You paid good money. Now the cars, they, in part because that's the way Formula One cars are going, they all have these very pronounced snouts, and so eventually that migrates into production cars.
Mickey must read car magazines. He seems to know what the car people are thinking. Not that he agrees with them.
This is the Maybach, which is Mercedes' attempt to build a car even more expensive than the Mercedes that will compete with the Rolls-Royce. They want $300,000 for this thing. As you will see, it looks like a giant Hyundai. It's extremely unattractive.
But the thing is, it's not just that they're kind of profoundly unattractive rather than just sort of passingly unattractive, but it's also that, you know, that price tag that you mentioned there. No wonder they're not selling any of these things.
It costs so much money that it's basically an advertisement, kidnap me, hold me hostage, and my family will pay a lot of ransom. Nobody wants to drive around in one of these things because it's basically advertising, I'm so rich that you know, you should probably immediately hold me up.
But I notice we're not talking about politics here. Day to day.
I know that many of you have been waiting quite a while for such a car to come out.
There are acres of cars here, grouped by maker, really in mega groups that reveal how the mergers and buyouts of recent years, Mercedes and Chrysler, for instance, mean that now most cars are made by fewer companies. A lot of what you think are other cars are really Fords. Jaguar, Mazda, Volvo, they're all Fords.
You were saying they make the Mazda in Michigan. Where do they make the Volvo?
It's a good question. They have plants in Canada, in Holland, I think, because they bought the Dutch company, DAF. They have plants in Sweden, obviously. And I think my father's Volvo was built in Belgium. So they build them all over. They don't build them in the same plants as Mazda. It's just the same design. And the, you know, the one engineer on a computer designs the chassis, and then they make two cars out of it, basically. Yeah, it's called a platform, the same platform.
Platform, there's a political word.
That's right. And maybe Howard Dean should say he has front-wheel drive. That would, might help him.
This is amazing. We've been walking down the hall. We left one of the great kind of big display areas, and we come by this little kind of small section here off to the side, and here are the Maseratis and the Ferraris. And they are just gleaming little configurations of desire, but they're behind these little glass barriers, and you can't get in them. You can see them, but you can't touch.
Some car areas draw crowds, almost all men. Others are practically deserted. You can't actually buy cars here, of course. This is commerce one layer removed. It's about creating want. With cars, as with politics, passions are aroused either through marketing or through a kind of magic, or sometimes a blend. But listening to Mickey, I'm thinking, almost always, more magic, more better.
So you have a car like a Maybach, which is probably designed by polling rich people and saying, what do rich people want? And it's a by-the-numbers car, and it tests well in groups. And when it hits the marketplace, it's a flop. You have a car like some Hondas, where they just go out and build a car for the hell of it because they think it's a cool car, and people flock to it, even though if they'd asked them 2 months before, do they want this car, they would have said, I don't know what you're talking about, because they haven't seen it yet. So you could say that Howard Dean is a non-test marketed candidate. I actually don't think that's quite true, but he gives the impression of somebody who just went out and said what he feels like, and people gravitated to him, as opposed to a John Kerry, who would be the equivalent of a Mercedes Maybach, very well-funded, you know, heavy on the polling, but a flop in the marketplace.
There's another car show opening this weekend in Detroit, the North American International Auto Show. That's the biggest in the country. Some of the most glamorous cars are there instead of here. But still, there's plenty to look at and to think about.
What you come to something like this, a car show, you walk around. How do you feel walking out of here? Like you're sated with excess, or...
You sort of don't want any more of it. It doesn't make you want to go out and buy a car. Exactly the opposite.
Does it make you want to vote for George Bush or Howard Dean or...
Well, you can actually probably judge the state of the economy by how many people show up at the car show. And I would say this looks bad for Bush. I would expect more people. So combined with that latest Time CNN poll, I would say I would sell Bush at this point. But, you know, it may not be the definitive indicator.
Mickey Kaus, thanks for joining us here at the LA Car Show.
Thanks, Alex.
And to see photos from the LA Auto Show, go to our website, npr.org.